It was her last day on Earth. Jeanette just didn't know it yet. She didn't know it when she clocked into work that morning as a flight attendant, nor when she boarded the plane from Miami to Pittsburgh. Her last day on Earth. Not long before landing, she felt her phone vibrate. It kept vibrating. Slipping into the back galley, Jeanette pulled it out. There was a string of iMessages from her daughter. "Call me, please. Mom, help. I don't know what to do." She notified the pilot that she needed to make a personal call. It had to be fast. They were landing soon. She quickly dialed her daughter. Ring. "Ladies and gentlemen, we will be approaching Pittsburgh International Airport in about 15 minutes," the pilot said over the speaker. "Mama!" Jeanette's daughter answered, panicked, sobbing. "The temperature on the ground is a beautiful 65 degrees. "Daisy, what's wrong?" Jeanette asked. "Flight crew, prepare the cabin for landing."
"She's gone."
"What?" Jeanette asked.
"She's gone. My baby is gone."
What did Daisy mean, gone? Had her granddaughter died suddenly? Jeanette's heart dropped into her stomach. "Daisy, what happened?" "Nothing." Jeanette pulled her phone from her ear. The call was still connected. Her daughter just wasn't responding. While staring at her phone, she felt the plane suddenly jolt. Within seconds, loud sounds of commotion and screaming emerged from the main cabin. Jeanette left the galley and stepped around the corner. People stood, screaming and crying, looking everywhere.
"Help me find my daughter," a woman jumped out, pleading with Jeanette. "She was just with me. I can't find her."
"My wife is gone,"
a man grabbed her.
"She was right here,"
he pointed.
"I can't find my son," a woman screamed. "Josh, Josh."
What was happening? How in the world were people claiming lost loved ones on a plane? Not just lost, gone. Seats were empty, a lot of them. Belts still buckled, tray tables still down. Yet 2 hours earlier, the flight had been full. Trying her hardest to keep her wits about her, Jeanette made her way to the cockpit. As the senior attendant, she was able to open the door. She wished she hadn't. As soon as she stepped into the cockpit, she realized it was her last day on Earth. There was nothing but two empty seats. The pilot and co-pilot were gone, vanished like half the other people on the plane.